This is Amy Russell interviewing Myra Smith at Spring Garden School on education and the transitions over the years.
Okay. As I was saying.
Side two.
We came back to Cherokee County. We drove back and forth for a year and over the weekends, and I continued to teach at West End High School, Birmingham. And then my husband agreed to take the church on a full-time basis, and he got the job as civil defense, now EMA director in our county. And we drove back forth for a year, and then we moved back when I obtained the job back here in Cherokee County at the school we're at now, Spring Garden School. And I started teaching here in August of 1980. I came as the librarian and high school English teacher. In fact, I had to go back to school in Jacksonville that summer and get certified as a library science certification. So I was librarian part-time and part-time English teacher. And now I teach only English, 9 through 12 English, and do the annual, and I teach drama. If we're able to schedule it, we have drama classes. This year I have drama classes. And, of course, I've taught primarily white students here. There have been a few classes that we had some black students in. In fact, the class of 1988, our valedictorian was a black girl, Carla Diamond, and there were three other black students in there, and I know two of them were honor students. Mm-hmm. And throughout the years, I've had several other black students, but ours is predominantly a white school. And I did have to make a great deal of changes in my teaching methods when I came back. Yes. In Birmingham, I had gotten used to the black children, black students are very verbal. They are very creative. They love drama. They love dramatics. They love to talk. They love to do speeches. And you can really reach them with performing skills. White students tend to be shyer and less, especially in this rural area. They're much less free in their willingness to get up and perform and to really let go. To let their inhibitions. The black students are much less inhibited. They are much more willing to share their feelings, their emotions, than the white students are. Black students are much more appreciative of sarcasm. Of course, I guess you know playing the dozens. But with black children, I could say things like, if they said, "Miss Smith, I don't have a pen or pencil," I'd say, "Put your finger right in blood." And they'd laugh, and they thought, black children, I adopted the black attitude. They called somebody a fool, Quit being a fool. And they don't take it as an insult. It's just, and when I first came back to Spring Garden, I caught myself a time or two saying, "Don't be a fool. You're not supposed to call me a fool. The Bible says you have to."
They're more defensive.
Yes. In many ways, I could almost be freer with my black students because they did not take insult. They did not take it personally. In fact, they appreciate it. They'd say, "That's cold, Miss Smith," when I would really give them a sarcastic answer. But they admired it. They admire quick-wittedness and the ability to give a verbal reply, the wordplay. And why these students, only the brightest ones do that.
Okay,
And I did find one other thing. You asked me if I had discipline problems in Birmingham. Mm-hmm. The black women teachers had no discipline problems. Most of we white women teachers had few discipline problems. In fact, the boys' advisor at West End was a black man. Our principal was a white man. But our boys' advisor was a black man. Our girls' advisor was a white woman. But the boys' advisor, if I ever sent a student to him, he took out his pad and started writing a suspension immediately. One time, one of the boys said, "You don't even have me heard my story yet. You don't know what." He said, "If Miss Smith sent you down here, you did enough. You go home." Because I might send five students in a whole year to the board's advisor. I handled my discipline problems within my classroom, but I used the same system I do right now. I devised the system that I use in teaching, my daily grade system, Right. The ZAP, as my students call it. I devised that system in at West End in Birmingham, and one time somebody I asked my principal, I said, you know, is there anything wrong with this system? He says, the only thing I have to say about your system, I wish you'd make a copy of it and give it to the other teachers in this school. And then I wouldn't have this office clogged up with kids sitting down here because they didn't have a pencil, or they didn't have a piece of paper to write on, or they'd left their book in the locker.
Brenda, that's the control of your own classroom.
Yes, I developed my ability to control the classroom there. And I could have some marvelous discussions with those students. I'll never forget in the ninth grade English class, first year I was there, I had a beautiful, we were having a discussion about, they were very open. In fact, in many ways, I felt more at ease discussing racial issues with them.
You wanted to learn than your students today?
Yeah. Today, yes, I have to overcome so much of their I have to overcome white students' prejudices more than I did those black students. They were very accepting of me. We could discuss anything. I never felt uncomfortable discussing them, and I really got some insights into those. At that time, that's when the movement was, you know, they wanted to be called black, not colored and not Negro, but black. And we were having a discussion about that one day in class, you know, about what they wanted to be called and all. And one of the girls, who was a very beautiful girl, but she was very light-skinned. Now they do. Even the black people, the black students themselves, valued what they call bright. In a way, I don't know how we will ever overcome that, but even among the black students themselves, there seemed to be a prejudice. The blacker
and
you
the
were.
Hierarchy among
them. Yes, the hierarchy. And that disturbed me. That part of it disturbed me. But this girl was a very beautiful girl, and she was very light-skinned. And we were talking about being called black. She said, I don't want to be. Somebody said, we were talking about why you didn't want to be called colored. She said, I had rather be called colored than black. She said, because we are colored. She said, look around this room. They're all different shades here. And she looked, she said, my pocketbook is black, and it was. But she said, I'm not black. I'm light brown, tan, beige, whatever you want to call it. And this was an ninth grade student, very intelligent young lady. But, I mean, it took a lot of courage for her to speak out in that classroom. Yeah. But that was the kind of atmosphere that we had. Now, you know, you had a few students who were very belligerent, and you would have a few but you have that anyway. And I always felt very comfortable discussing issues with those students. I never felt physically threatened or anything. And as I said, they were just like, they were my students. They were like my children, like these students had become. But the women teachers simply did not have many discipline problems. The black male teachers had problems. No, the white male teachers were the worst. I mean, even the coaches. We had some coaches who would have discipline problems at West End, whereas we women teachers didn't have any. And then I came to this little school, which is predominantly white, very much patriarchal society, and many of them come from homes, I think, where women are not respected or where women have subservient roles, and many of them will give a woman teacher until you prove that you're not going to take it from them. I mean, you really have to make them respect you, but the white men teachers have very few discipline problems, and coaches none at all. And women teachers have more discipline problems because I think a lot of my students come from homes where daddy rules and mama says, yes, honey, and gets up and pours his tea. You know, in the old album song, he rattles his glass and mama gets up and pours him tea. So that was another interesting thing I noticed. Many of the black society is a much more matriarchal society. The women, whether it be white or black, seem to have less problems than this. And in this society, it seems we're more patriarchal. But that's simply a philosophy.
Well, I'm going to wrap this up. I appreciate you doing this for me.
Thank you. I hope you'll edit it and take out all of my